Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to have you here for the very first PRSA Southeast District Best Practice Call of 2020. My name is Brad Belode. I am the chair of the district this year. I'm glad to have everybody here. If you could go ahead and mute yourselves, I hear a little bit of feedback from at least one person. And then as we get into the discussion here, feel free to unmute yourself. I don't expect us to take the full 30 minutes here, but if the conversation leads us as that much, certainly today really is more serving as an overview, an introduction to the best practice calls, so that you're familiar with what they're about, what our purpose is, and how you can engage with the district. I want to introduce you to the 2020 PRSA Southeast District Board. We've got a great mix of talent from across our districts, some folks who've been hanging out with the district for a couple of years and some folks who are new to the district. We're glad to have everybody here on the team. And certainly I encourage you that as you engage, as you have find opportunities, you have questions about certain things, that you engage with the board through whatever channel you prefer. We're here to help and support the chapters in any way to help you guys grow, help you with the problems that you're trying to solve, as well as overcome any issues and succeed and grow as chapters. I want to introduce Mindy Hughes right now. She is the regional representative team manager for PRSA and also provides a critical link between national, district, and the chapters. Mindy?
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Brad. It's good to see you all and see so many people on this first call. I see 21 participants. That's really exciting. So thank you all for being here. I'm really excited about the Regional Rep Program. I've been involved with it since early 2016. So this marks our fifth year for the program. We have four regional reps who are based around the country. Each of us support two or three districts and anywhere from 25 to 30 chapters. In addition to Southeast, I have the Mid-Atlantic District and the Sunshine District, which with you guys is a total of 29 chapters. I'm based in Virginia Beach, a member of my own chapter here in Hampton Roads. So what we do, and I hope most of you are familiar with the Regional Rep Program, but all of us are members, all of us have been chapter presidents, all of us have been district chairs, and we are just here to support you and walk alongside you. Among the four of us, we've seen a lot of things, we've done a lot of things, so if you're having a problem, chances are I've probably had the same problem or I've seen it in another chapter, so I can help you with it. And if I haven't experienced it, if you have something interesting that you've brought to the table, the regional reps talk all the time. We talk by phone, we're emailing each other, we text each other. So you don't just have me, you have a team of the four regional reps. And of course, we have our staff up in headquarters in New York to help us all. So basically what we do, it's kind of an on the ground approach. We talk to you guys, we see what's working. If you have something that you've done that's really been very successful for you, we'll share that out with other chapters to see if it can help them as well. We also work with you to maybe identify a problem that's starting to crop up, and we try to help you solve that before it gets kind of big and out of control and really causing you issues. So basically, that's what I do. I'm here for you. What I do, just sort of our process, probably toward the end of the month, I'm going to reach out to every chapter president by email and just say, hey, let's set a time to talk, and we'll schedule about 30 minutes, probably during February and early March, just to we can get on the phone. You can tell me how things are going, if you have any concerns, anything you're especially proud of, something you've done great, and we'll just talk a little bit. And then as the year goes on, we'll communicate by email and by phone as needed. And I'm always here for you guys by email, by phone, just anytime you need something, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I will say that it's probably best if you have a question about PRSA, contact me first, start with me. sometimes calling up or trying to email somebody at the New York office can be a little bit challenging if you're not sure who to go to. So just start with me, and if I can't help you, I'll connect you to the right person in New York. Brad, did I cover everything?
You did. Thank you very much, Mindy. Mindy is a great, valuable resource. And if you anything that you have an issue with, feel free to lean in on her. And if she doesn't have the answer, then she can connect you with the right person. I want to tell everybody a little bit about the district. We are 13 chapters strong with about 2,300 members spread from Memphis in the west to Raleigh in the east, of all make and model and size of chapters, from less than 30 members to well over 300 members, which makes it a great organization to connect with and to visit with and establish and engage with across there, to understand the different chapter issues that chapters are having. I've been around long enough to see that regardless of size, issues like volunteer recruitment and succession planning and programming, they're there for chapters that have large numbers of members. They're there for chapters that have small numbers of members. And we're all looking to improve all membership engagement, grow our chapters. And that's what we're here for, to create that opportunity to collect ideas, to collect inspiration, and maybe find better solutions to help grow our chapters. We do have a presence in digital media. We have our website, prsasoutheast.org. We are going to be doing some remodeling on that site over the next 12 months, hopefully quicker than that. We are also active on Twitter and Facebook, and I encourage you that if you and your chapter aren't following us on either of those vehicles, to do so. We certainly do our best to follow both members and chapters and retweet and share the information that they're putting out to continue to spread the word about the great programs and efforts that are going on by our chapters and our members. I want to talk a little bit about these best practice calls. They've gone through an evolution over years. This year, I want to keep them to once a month so that we continue to be actively engaged and present programming that's relevant to you as a different in your various leadership roles. But keep that fire active. But I also am respectful of time and know that 60 minutes is a large commitment. So targeting 30 minutes for those calls, hopefully that's enough that you can carve out 30 minutes to hear an idea, an inspiration, a case study, engage with some Q&A, and come away feeling that was a valuable 30 minutes for you. We're going to cover all manners of topics, from programming to awards programs, succession planning, strategic planning, sponsorship. It's reflected in some of the survey information that we've done with leaders in the past.
I never got it.
Okay. And to thank you for muting yourself. But really, those are the issues that you surfaced as those that are most pressing for chapter leaders, and we'll be able to gauge those and help you overcome your obstacles and solve your problems. We will be making replays available both on our website as well as through a podcast, through your favorite podcasting app. I recognize that not everybody can make every call every month, and if you can consume that information on your own time, in your own way, then you can still be able to get the value out of that information without necessarily being there for the event itself. This meeting was I invited every PRSA chapter board member across our 13 chapters. I think the information is available, should be available to everybody as an opportunity to grow and learn and be inspired by other leaders. Certainly, as you think about chapter succession, those who are just now coming in, maybe as an at-large board member or doing awards programming, they may eventually be in the pipeline for chapter leadership. And so as much as we can begin to create those connections now and engage leaders, and frankly, again, not everybody's going to be able to attend every best practice call every month. So if you've got somebody, at least two or three people on your board who are sitting there, then you have the opportunity to get that information and socialize it among your board. I do want to put a plug in for a couple of different things. One, you should have received a couple of different communications about, and that is the PRSA Nuts and Bolts webinar. And this is a 2-hour event that National is hosting coming up on January 16th. And it's really modeling some information that was shared back in October at the PRSA Leadership Rally. And it's an opportunity really to get the basics, the nuts and bolts, the blocking and tackling of what PRSA does, both from a government standpoint, some of the resources that are available to you through the website, exclusive to chapters, the weekly membership reports, how you access those and how to read those and interpret what you're looking at, some of the marketing initiatives that will be going on throughout the year to help encourage membership, proper bookkeeping, financial management, which is important for chapters, and then an opportunity to ask your questions. Each chapter is unique and special in its own way and has different challenges, and this is an opportunity to learn what resources and questions you may have, either coming as an experienced leader for something you didn't know, or coming in as a fresh leader who is completely new to the PRSA game. You do need to register for that, and if you don't have that registration email, Mindy and I can certainly get that in your hands. And 2 hours is a big commitment, and one day in a couple of weeks in the middle of January, I know January can be a very intense time as people hit the ground running, but I understand a replay will be available. I do want to put a shout out into the communities that PRSA runs on its website, particularly the chapter leadership community. And very similar, this is a forum for chapter leaders from all across the nation to get together and lean in on one another for ideation or problem solving. There's a lot of great resources there, both from the conversations that happen in the community, as well as the resources that are shared in the shared files. And you get some sense, whether through it's a volunteer kit or other resources that are out there, that if you're looking for something, you're looking for a marketing material or a logo for something, it's probably out there, or you have a problem you can't quite get your hands around. This is a great opportunity to reach out to other leaders across the country and get their input and their feedback. I do want to talk about some upcoming events. I want to make this a regular part of the best practice calls because even though we may not be able to attend one another's chapter events simply because of logistics and travel and geography, being aware of what's going on may create an opportunity for an idea. If Memphis sees something that Nashville is doing, maybe that's a speaker that they can bring in to provide programming ideas. Maybe it should take an idea or a concept and want to try to duplicate or replicate that or scale that to your chapter. So I just want to talk through some of the things, and this is all courtesy of the information that you all have published on your chapter websites. But January 9th, Memphis has got a table talk networking event, and I haven't seen the roster of folks, but is there anyone here from Memphis who could speak a little bit to that event? It sounds very interesting.
Hello.
Oh, yes, Jennifer.
Yes, I can speak on the event. We have various people in the PR industry here in Memphis that we will have opportunity to network with. We can ask some questions about their journey into the PR industry and just pretty much more of a hands-on networking type of event.
That sounds great. That sounds like a great opportunity. Thank you for sharing, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Also, coming up this month, Alabama has a program on developing leadership with different personalities, and that's certainly something every chapter goes through. North Carolina and the Tar Heel chapter both hosting Award Center program, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Charlotte's talking about power PR productivity, and I believe Michael Smart is hosting a PRSA webinar in the next couple of days, focused on that as well, and how to be able to do more in less time to be as productive as you can be in your job and career. Georgia has a great event coming up later in the month on how a research-driven PR event encouraged social change, particularly when it comes to human trafficking. And then the Tri-Cities chapter where I'm based, they are having an event with the Barter Theater, which is Virginia State Theater. How, after so many years and decades, how do they continue to market and reinvent themselves? So those are some great events coming up in our chapters. Again, I put these here to share in case there's inspiration or curiosity about those things. Certainly, I'm intrigued by Memphis's opportunity there, but sharing those for awareness. I want to turn over to our friends from the Georgia chapter. They have their annual professional development conference coming up in February. But there are some deadlines coming up very quickly on getting in on that. And so I'm going to turn it over to either Denise or Elizabeth to tell us more about the great event they have planned next month.
Thanks so much, Brad. It's Elizabeth here, and I'm going to go ahead and vouch, not that she needs it, for Mindy Hughes and her quick response and quick action when questions arise or you need to contact someone. So thanks as always, Mindy, and I strongly encourage leveraging her expertise and connections as much as possible. We are heavy into the planning for our annual conference, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it, Brad. I know because ICON is in Nashville this year. A number of folks in the Southeast District, neighbors, if you will, have opted not to have their annual conference. I invite you to please join us, and not just professionals, but students as well. So our annual conference is a combination of our student conference, used to be called Real World PR, and it's typically juniors and seniors, although we do get the super eager freshman or sophomore from time to time, as well as graduate students. It's a wonderful opportunity to expose them to professionals. So we co-locate the conference. We have a professional conference as well. Kind of a cool little plug here for the location, Coca-Cola headquarters, which typically you might not be invited to a behind the scenes of it. And we get right into the heart of the location, as well as being able to hear from some of their executives. And Denise, correct me if I'm wrong, they're opening this special part of the building just before our conference as well. She may not be able to come off mute quickly. All right, Denise, chime in if you can. I'll keep trucking. But we are looking at a number of speakers who can span, again, a student audience and a professional audience. I don't want you to be confused that we've muddied it down. There are separate tracks for those folks.
Yes.
And we talk in... Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. Yes. They have just completed a huge renovation at Coke of their visitor center, and some, you know, really fabulous pieces in their Coke Museum. So that will be available for early arrivers to go and visit.
Thank you so much, Denise. Appreciate that. As I was saying, we've worked hard to make sure that content is relevant to students. It's also relevant to professionals, and that it spans communications, integrated marketing, small budget, large budget. We typically bring about 200 professionals and about 100 students. We do have a cap at 300, and never mind hitting that, but would like to go ahead and invite all of you for two things. One, to join me to register and to attend the event. Also, since we are hot and heavy into our speaker selection, if you yourself or any of your chapter members have a killer presentation, or they're tremendous on stage, or they have a passion for teaching students or for sharing their knowledge with students, happy to consider them for presenting at the event.
That's terrific. That's terrific. Thank you all for sharing that. And again, this is ICON is in Nashville, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But for professional development, and I looked at the rates, this is very reasonable and affordable within driving distance and travel distance for many of our chapters, and particularly our student chapter, our student organizations that we are connected with. ICON is in October, so for May graduates, this is a great opportunity to get and network in a very rich and robust PR community. So Elizabeth, and Denise, thank you for sharing. Probably more information. There's definitely more information at prsageorgia.org, and we look forward to seeing everybody there. She mentioned ICON is in Nashville. PRSA's international conference will be in the Southeast District later this year. That's one reason we are not having a district conference this year, really putting our effort in planning for something for 2021. So that we can provide as much support to the international conference in Nashville. The early bird deadline passed with the New Year's Eve, but there is the Super Saver rate that expires March 1st. Registration is open for that event. I would expect the leadership rally and the leadership assembly to be part of that event in Nashville. One of the things I'm going to task our board with this year is planning a district event in Nashville around the conference. And we'll certainly, as we pull those details together, we'll be sharing those. Mindy or anybody from the Nashville chapter, any other color or details you want to add about ICON this year in Nashville?
This is Mindy. I know nothing other than what you have up on the screen. And indeed, rally and assembly will be part of that weekend. But beyond that, I have heard absolutely nothing. I'm hopeful maybe someone from Nashville knows a little more.
It's Andrea. We in Nashville, and we have a committee, a pretty large committee from our chapter that's working on this already. I know they've had several meetings with National about it, and I think they are heavy in the midst of planning, and very, very excited. I think right now they're working on sponsors and the list, the actual schedule and speakers. So I think that's first up. But we're excited to have you all here in Nashville. We can't wait. It's a beautiful time of year to be here.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Andrea. And certainly being in the Southeast District, I would love to see the roster of attendees stock full of folks from the Southeast District. It's within reasonable travel distance for everybody. And certainly at rally and assembly, I'd like to pack the house with folks in the Southeast District. Last thing I want to plug. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, Brad, it's Kevin. I was just going to say the president this year is from Alabama as well. So, like, it's a full-on Southeast thing there. And so I think we can, like you said, hopefully all get out there and support everyone.
It's like college football. We're taking the whole thing over.
Exactly.
And hey, this is Meredith, also in Nashville. Just a note, because I know some events, at least historically, have started the Friday, I think, before the actual conference. There is a presidential debate scheduled here on that Thursday.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And we've done that before. It's not in the same part of town, but airspace is restricted if the president comes. So you may want to plan to travel in earlier, or maybe, you know, certainly avoid Thursday afternoon, October 22nd.
Okay. Wow. We've learned something here. Breaking news on our best practice call. I appreciate you sharing that.
Sure.
That's pretty wild and intense.
Yes. And Meredith is our chapter president for this year, and she is the perfect president for our national chapter for this big event that we have. So we can't wait for you all to meet her as well.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Thank you all for sharing. Want to put a plug in for next month's best practice call. Our chair-elect of the board this year, Heather Beck, is going to be sharing some insight on how the volunteer chapter reinvigorated its awards program. I've got some additional insight to share, but certainly want to have a conversation around awards program and what you can do to restart it, reinvigorate, start up if you need to, and bring that to life. That will be 5 weeks from today, on Tuesday, February 12th. Again, we'll always be at 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central on that second Tuesday, with replay and being available shortly thereafter. We've got 5 minutes left of the scheduled time here. Happy to field any questions, comments, or discussion from anybody who's able to join us this afternoon. All right, I don't like to belabor meetings. I'm happy to give you that time back. Thank you, everyone. It already sounds like it's going to be shaping up to be an exciting year in the Southeast District. I appreciate you here. If there are people, I invited more than 150 here today. That, again, that's very exhaustive and inclusive of as many board members as we can. If there are others, people who did not get the invitation, feel free to forward that on. Otherwise, we will see you in 5 weeks and be in touch, if not sooner. Thank you all.